It's Tuesday, August 10th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Antifa, the radical leftist group, is attacking churches in Portland, Oregon, reports the Christian Post. And Christian families, including children, who were attending a prayer and worship event in downtown Portland featuring Canadian pastor Archer Pulowski, were attacked by the anarchical group. A number were injured, hit by concrete chunks, bear spray, and flash bombs. The Pentagon has announced it will mandate COVID-19 shots for U.S. military personnel beginning, quote, no later than mid-September, end quote. The Centers for Disease Control reports that 71% of Americans over 18 years of age and 68% of Americans over 12 years of age have gotten the shot. In the providence of God, wildfires have destroyed 2.3 million acres of American Western lands thus far this season. California's Dixie Fire is now the second largest fire in the state's history, with 489,287 acres burned and 786 buildings destroyed as of Sunday night. Seven of California's largest fires in history have occurred in the last 4 years, and six out of the seven have occurred since last summer. Eastland, Texas, became the 30th city in the Lone Star State to declare itself a sanctuary city for life, reports Texas Right to Life. The policy, approved by the county commissioners, restricts the abortion industry from doing business within the city limits. On their website, Texas Right to Life displays all 30 sanctuary cities north of Austin, as well as to the east and west of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn website lists 34 cities in the country which have now passed the pro-life ordinance. The U.S. still leads the world in medals at the Tokyo Olympics, now at 113 to China's 88 and Russia's 71. Also, NBC News reports a record-breaking 182 contestants are homosexual this year, nearly three times as many as appeared in the 2016 Games. The ratio of women to men advertising their aberrant sexuality is 9-1. Democrats are excited about the $3.5 trillion budget resolution and the $1 trillion infrastructure plan, expected to pass the U.S. Senate this week, reports the Associated Press. Budget Committee Chair Bernie Sanders of Vermont called the budget plan, quote, the most consequential piece of legislation since FDR and the New Deal of the 1930s, end quote. Included in the budget is almost everything on a socialist wish list: expansions of paid family and medical leave, universal pre-K, tuition-free college, expansion of Medicare and Obamacare, and more child daycare subsidies. Overall, President Biden is calling for $6 trillion of spending in 2022. That's 20% of the gross domestic product, up from 21% in 2019. Consumer debt in the U.S. is on the rise, topping $15 trillion in the second quarter, reports CNBC. Mortgage debt has increased from 44% of the gross domestic product in 2019 to now 50% of the GDP. President Biden has extended the student loan repayment freeze until January of 2022. Student loans hit $1.6 trillion this year. That number has tripled since 2007. Auto loan balances hit $1.42 trillion, about double the balance of 2010. And total private debt in the U.S. amounts to 165% of the GDP, up from 147% in 2014 and 100% in 1980. And finally, as the Worldview reported on Friday, federal programs are back to harvesting aborted baby body parts. But this time, the preference is minority children, notes the Washington Free Beacon. The University of Pittsburgh program used $2.7 million of federal tax monies to seek out the body parts of unborn children for purposes of fetal research. At least 50% of the baby body parts they requested were from minority children. The Free Beacon article also explains that, quote, the Pittsburgh metropolitan area is 85% white and 8% black, end quote. David DeLeiden, founder of the Pro-Life Center for Medical Progress, said, quote, the experiments with aborted infants at the University of Pittsburgh, sponsored by the National Institute of Health, are like Kermit Gosnell's House of Horrors, but this time funded by the federal government. It was systemic bias and abortion extremism that permitted Gosnell to evade the law for so long. And the same thing is happening in Pittsburgh. These atrocities deserve the full response of law enforcement and government officials. Law enforcement should put a stop to it and arrest the perpetrators. End quote. Psalm 94 says, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, shine forth. Rise up, O Judge of the earth. Render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked triumph? They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand. Understand, you senseless among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He who plants the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, August 10th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.